All right, BradCooney.com. I'd like to welcome to the show hip hop recording artist SK. What is up, man?
What's going on, brother? How y'all?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm pretty good, man. Living it up one day at a time, man.
Yes, sir. I listened to your song. It's fucking fire, man. I liked it a lot. Before we get into your current project, talk to me a little bit about, you know, like, when did you first start this journey in hip hop? Like, when did it, how did it start, too? Like, when and how?
Man, I grew up in the church, man. You feel what I'm saying? So I was like, you know, in the choir, leading or whatever. And then, like, my mom always told me, like, well, you're going to be something great with this music. So, you know, my family is like, all of my family is in music some type of way. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm just the only one that's taking it a step further. You feel me? So I was born and raised in music. That's just birth. So, you know, we started recording when I think probably back in like 2013, 14. Mm-hmm. Made a couple tracks or whatever. But recently, probably the past year, I took it serious. Like, I really took my career serious and my craft serious. So,
yeah. Now, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I know what I'm saying, but I was just born and raised in music, man.
Yeah.
So, this is just my life.
So when you were like in church, did you like sing like in the choir and stuff like that, or?
Yeah, I was singing in the choir. I was leading the choir.
Nice.
My uncle, he played the keyboard and was like over the choir and stuff. So I learned a lot from him, and he left the church and started playing for Fantasia, and then you know, went on to further his career and what he was doing. So I learned a whole lot from him. I can say that.
Fantasia, the girl that was on the TV show?
Yeah, Fantasia, the actual singer.
Oh, man, she's unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, so I researched and read up on you, and you have a really interesting background. And I saw where you were actually incarcerated and charged with murder, but then you got exonerated. How has that, dude, I couldn't even imagine how fucked up. First of all, I'd be really pissed off, first of all, that I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm locked up for some shit I didn't do. How did that, like, provide you with inspiration musically and personally, though?
You have to take the pain and just flip it around. You know, it's just like if you're in the church, you're from the Bible, it's just like what God said, you take what the devil meant for your bad, you turn to your good, so you have to take that and everything that you're going through and what I was going through, what I felt, and what I experienced, you gotta take that and flip it around and make it good out of it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, behind that wall, everybody counts you out. You're forgotten. Nobody thinking about you, man. That saying is true, out of sight, out of mind. So, you know what I'm saying? You behind that wall, you feel like you're forgotten, you're lost by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So you just have to turn that around, man. That's where inspiration came from, my song, my hit single.
Yeah, we're gonna get to "I Need Somebody" in just a minute, cause it's a I'm not surprised that it's a hit, man. You also got crazy numbers on YouTube and Spotify. I want to talk a little bit more before we get to that, though, because I'm trying to want my listeners to really grasp what you went through.
Bro, talking about being locked up.
Yeah, because you were like, were you sentenced to death for the death penalty for that shit?
Man, I was locked up for capital murder, first degree murder, and that's the death penalty. But see, in North Carolina, they doesn't have they don't do the death penalty anymore. So it's life on death row. So I was facing life on death row for a crime that I didn't do.
Wow. But you know what's scary about that, man? All you need is for one new governor to come in while you're locked up, and just with a stroke of a pen, he can just say, you know what? I'm going to reinstate the death penalty.
That's crazy.
Isn't that some crazy shit?
You meet a lot of innocent folks behind that wall.
Jeez, there still is. And with modern day technology, a lot of them are getting proven to be innocent. There's so many people got locked up over the years, man, blamed for shit that they didn't do. It's unbelievable how fucked up that is. All right, man. Let's talk about this song. I Need Somebody. I know what it's about. Some of my listeners may not know, though. So tell the listeners out there, what drove you to write this song, and what's it about?
When I was locked up, I had lost my mother had passed away.
Man.
a sister that passed away and two best friends that passed away. So, and then at the same time going through where I was going through being locked up, so I'm feeling alone, like, you know, ain't nobody give a fuck, you feel me? So it's just like, when my mom had died, it's like everything inside of me had died with it. So it's just like, that song, I remember one day just waking up and that melody and that song came to my head, so I just wrote it. And I swear, like, on certain nights, when you locked up, it's like we had put it on the door night. That means, like, everybody in that pod who does music, they rap that night. You feel what I'm saying? So they used to ask, every night, they wanted me to hit that song. Everybody used to tell me, like, well, that's it. That's going to be a hit.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
So it's just that inspiration came from, I dedicate that song to my mama because, like, everything about that song, you know what I'm saying, helped me. It was helping me go through it and be kind of better, I guess you said, like, dealing with the death of my mom.
So when you got out,
they wouldn't even let me go to her funeral or nothing.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, you call it home, find out that news, then I can't even bury my own mother. So it's just, you know, it's painful, but
yeah, man.
I got to take it day by day, bro.
So day by day. How did you find out you were going to get out? Did you have like a team working on trying to get you out and trying to prove your innocence? And then it came.
Yeah, we had some folks like a team with it. But the crazy part about it is, bro, I beat that case with a court appointed lawyer.
Really?
Yeah, a court appointed lawyer. Like, I remember the day he came and told me, like, cause I was really gonna fire him. I ain't even gonna hold you because I felt like he wasn't doing nothing. But the day he came and told me, he was like, bro, I got some news for you. I was like, bro, I hope it's good. Like, you ain't about to tell me no good news, but you might as well go ahead. So the man just came, told me, he was like, bro, we got a new DA, and the DA just went over your case, and they basically said, bro, that he don't know why you locked up. Like, they ain't got enough evidence to keep you locked up.
Wow.
And he signed the papers right then to dismiss my case.
Wow. Did you ever think about suing him civilly for that shit?
Bro, when I came home, bro, like, I wasn't thinking about that, though. Like, I was just happy to be home, bro. Like,
yeah.
But, you know, we looking into something about that.
Yeah, it's a little risky. It's a little risky because, you know, still the system's a system. Good old boys and all that bullshit's still out there. So it might be better just to cut and run. I mean, you're free. So it is a little risky, you know, but at the same time, the flip side of that, I've seen people collect a lot of money getting incarcerated and they turned up being innocent. You know, so it's a big decision. All right, so the song's doing really, really well. I looked at it on YouTube. It's got 250,000 views on YouTube, and you got even more than that on Spotify, right?
Right, right, right.
So is it getting spins on any radio stations too?
Man, listen, bro. I think I found out, like, I'm on the media-based indie charts. I think I'm number 7. Right.
That's strong
in the country, so... I'm number 7 in the country, man. I give all praises and everything to God, but like, cause He making that happen for me. The numbers are going crazy. People are loving it. People are seeing. They're understanding, and I'm reaching the folks that need to be reached.
That's insane. You know, honestly, just full transparency. When you didn't call for our first initial interview, I was like, damn, man, what the fuck, man, God damn it, I was all pissed off and shit, right? Cause I got plans and shit I got to do, but. Normally I don't do reschedules, but when Mara, your marketing people, when she told me you opened up for Soulja Boy, and the window wasn't big enough for you to call me, I was like, oh fuck, how do I not give this guy a reschedule? That's pretty important. Yeah. That's pretty fucking important, you know, right. Opening up for that. So first of all, congratulations on getting that show.
Oh man, that was crazy, man. Shout out to Soulja Boy, the whole team, man. Shout out. I am my two official. Everybody that was a part of that, man, Trap. Like, everybody that was a part of that, bro. It was definitely a epic experience, and I enjoyed every moment, man. And then the lessons that they taught me personally.
I was gonna ask you, did you get a chance to talk to him at all?
Yeah. We talked it up. You know.
He gave you some good advice.
Yeah. Oh, of course, man. He actually liked the music. You know, so his whole team actually liked the music. They liked the motion that we got going on and what we and the path and direction that we headed. So. You know, they're definitely looking forward to future things with them.
That's exciting, man, because now you can collab and just, I mean, that's what it's all about, man. It's building relationships and social media and networking. That's what it's all about in the music business, man. If you can start networking with the right people, and you have that opportunity to open up for the Soulja Boy's a legend, dude. That dude's a legend in hip hop. So,
bro, he sold out every city he was in.
Oh man, how many dates did you have with him? How many shows?
I just had a few of them. That was a mini. But his whole calendar, his whole tour was sold out every day.
Damn. What an opportunity, man. Congrats. That's great. Yeah. That's great. All right, talk about who produced the song? Like, you got a team, production team?
I need somebody who's produced by a brother of mine from the same area in Fayetteville, North Carolina. His name Kid QDH. Y'all can follow him at One Kid KIDDQDH. He's a great producer, great guy. He actually helped me develop and perfect my craft.
Yep.
And I came home and I got released. That was actually the first song I did and recorded. And he put that together. We put that together and made it a masterpiece of what it is.
Did you whose beat is it? Who made that beat? Him?
He did. That's his beat.
Yeah. That's phenomenal, man. Good shit, for real.
He made it. Oh man, it took us, I say, a little under an hour, probably an hour max, to get that all together.
Jeez, you gotta be kidding me.
Man, yeah.
That's some talent right there, man. That's talent.
It's just, yeah, we an hour tops, bro. We were complete with that song, and it was crazy.
Man, you might want to stick with that guy for a little while. Keep working with him. You know what I'm saying?
Be around, man. That's the bro for real.
Yeah, I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
You know? Talk about the video. Like, where'd you guys shoot the video and who put that together?
We shot the video in our hometown, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And the idea, I got to get it to my CEO, you know, manager. Like, he came with that idea, man. Like,
the counselor?
It was epic. Huh?
Yeah, with the counselor, like you're within the video.
That was actually his office. His
oh wow.
Counselor. So everything was authentic. Everything was that was our mall in our city. That was, you know what I'm saying, those were friends and family that was in the everything was authentic. So and that was actually his counselor office that we were into.
Now was that your first video? Was that your first video? Or have you done videos before that?
No, that was actually my first ever video.
Really? Because you just look like you've been doing it a while. I mean, you were good. Had the little acting role going.
Well, when you got a man like Dr. Hill behind you, man, he gonna make sure. He gonna make sure you do it to perfection, man.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate everything he done for me and still good, man. That man takes his time.
Yep.
We make sure everything is done.
That's
the way it's supposed to be, man.
Okay, what is Way Too Real about?
Way Too Real is definitely a family. You know, we built on finding the youth. We just built on helping and servicing the youth, helping them achieve and be successful in their lives and better, and steering them from the left to the right, from the streets to bigger and better things, helping them, you know, understand and select their careers that you want to be, and let them know that you can be anything you want to be as long as you're dedicated and focused and working on it.
And
we actually is our and there's an article y'all can look and go and see, the Fayetteville news article, but we actually just got confirmation on our community center.
Really?
The Real Community Center. What? Yep, $1 million into it, man. $1 million into it.
So you got your own building, your own building.
Yes, for the community.
Dude, man, that's insane. That's great. And you have you have a lot to say to the youth, just through your experiences. I mean, locked up the whole nine.
Nobody don't say nothing, they're gonna be lost.
Yep, you can literally save lives. Literally, right. Save lives. Yep. And now, House of Kings, that's something that you're a part of, right? That helps you?
Right. That's all Way Too Real.
Talk about that. Oh, okay, that's the same thing. Way Too Real. Okay, I got you.
Right.
I got you. Wow. All right, man. So we talked about the song. It's doing great. It's kicking. It's kicking ass on Spotify, YouTube, everywhere. What is this other single that I read about called Free Big Time? Was that a song you released after?
It's called Free Big Slime, man. That's for the bros that's locked up. For anybody that got somebody locked up. One of my bros, two of my bros really are locked up. And I had wrote that song for them, man. And just wait for them to come home, man. Free Don Private, man. Free Red Carpet. And just waiting for the bros to come on. But that song right there is just for anybody that got somebody locked up or somebody's incarcerated. It doesn't have to be a brother. It doesn't have to be a slime. Somebody that's close to you, period.
Yeah.
That, you know what I'm saying? That's just for them. So you can feel that and know where that's coming from.
I've been interviewing hip-hop artists and R&B. And some of them are just like you. Some of them were locked up for a while. But one of the things I'm learning about, there's some seriously talented musicians that are locked up. I mean, really talented people.
It definitely is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
People give people a chance from behind the wall. Some people behind the wall, you know, like I said, when you get behind that wall, people forget about you.
Yeah.
If there's a way that people can still do music and work on it from behind the wall.
There's a guy I just interviewed that is doing that.
Say it again.
There's a hip-hop artist that I interviewed, I don't know, about a month ago. He is incarcerated, and he's dropping songs. I interviewed him. He goes by Crazy 8.
A word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's dope.
Yep, he's
That's
doing
dope. I think they should start putting, like, studios inside of prisons.
Why not? You know, the thing is, you know, why not reform and try to build on talent so when people get released, they got something, a skill, you know, a trade they can go out and just and hit it.
Right.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. They need to do that, man. Now, your mom played an instrumental role coming up. I really appreciated reading this, too, because she didn't want you boxed into one genre, so she really wanted you to listen to all kinds of music, didn't she?
Yeah, that's a fact. My mom didn't. She didn't play. Just wanted to listen to that hip hop stuff, man. She wanted, when we Saturday was cleanup day, so she made sure we listened to all type of genre. But my mom's favorite genre was reggae, which is my favorite genre.
Yeah,
it was reggae the favorite genre, but so it's just I was cracking it all around, like music, like country, pop. Like, whatever, jazz. She listened to jazz. Like, it's just whatever she felt like listening to at the moment. So
that's great, man. I'm from New York originally, and when I grew up, I'm an old man compared to you. I'm in my 50s already. But I grew up when hip-hop was just really just being born. I remember Run DMC. I remember everybody in my high school wore the Adidas sneakers just because that's what Run DMC did. Everybody. Everybody in my school had Adidas sneakers. And then I remember when Run DMC, when they collabed with Aerosmith.
Oh, well, that was epic.
And they did that Walk This Way sample.
Yeah, that was epic.
And
that was a trendsetting moment.
Absolutely. Yeah, opened the doors for, like, it basically,
they bridged.
Yep.
They bridged.
Yep.
They opened the door and bridged it themselves.
Yep, absolutely. Was they're like the pioneers of that shit, you know? And then I remember when NWA were doing their thing. You talk about balls. Those guys took on the fucking Congress. they had zero fucks to give. They were like, nah, you ain't censoring shit. So those guys opened up doors, too. And so hip-hop, the history of hip-hop, really freaking interesting. It's a really interesting story. If people really studied it, man. So we could do another podcast just to talk about that. I mean, we 2 hours, 3 hours long.
You should definitely set that up. We can do that.
Hey, man, that'd be great. I'd love to have you back, man. And we can do that. We'll plug on your current stuff, but I would love to dig in deep on the history of hip hop with you for sure.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, man. So what do you want to get done over the next like 6 months to a year? What are some goals you got?
And I'm going for a grand.
There it is. I love
Grammy
it.
Grammy in the next month or two, bro. Nah, for real. I'm just staying focused, continue to grind and continue to level up in the industry and and, you know, reaching folks that need to be reached, and, you know, just taking care of myself and my team and my family, man, and keep putting out new music, and that's it, man. I'm trying to make it number one for real.
Look, man, I don't just say this to everybody, because I ain't gonna lie to you, sometimes I'll get some artists on my show, hey, they're okay, they're not really that great, to be honest with you, but then I get really good ones too, and you're the really good one category.
God, I appreciate that, man.
You got straight up talent, dude, ain't no doubt about it. Seems like you got the right people around you.
That's a fact.
You know, just stay out of trouble. I know you didn't do what you know they said you did. But that's the biggest thing that fucks up artists, man. They get in trouble and it just screws up their whole damn career, man. And I don't want that for you. You got too much to give. Plus, not only your music, you got too much to give back to the youth and changing lives, man. So,
yeah.
Hey, I appreciate it. I really appreciate you coming on the show, man. Before I let you go, tell everybody out there where they can get your music, where they can follow you. I don't know if you have a website or not, but share with that everybody where they can get your stuff.
You can follow me. I'm on all platforms, but on Instagram is SKGLIZZII. On TikTok is _SKGLIZZII_. And yeah, I'm on all platforms, so y'all go and get that, mate. And go and vote on Emerging 300 charts right now. Make that number one. And I appreciate the time and opportunity, bro.
Yeah, and everybody listening, go to SK's YouTube and share. And like,
share, subscribe,
and like, exactly. Because that helps with the algorithm, that gets more people, more eyes on it, more ears on it, and build up your subscriptions, man. So everybody do that. All right, brother. Appreciate you, man. And when you want to come back, just let us know, man. You got an open invitation.
All right, I appreciate that, man.
Okay, brother. Take care, man. Best of luck. Thank you.